Hello and welcome to the Building Tech Teams podcast from Venturi's Voice. I'm your host, Anna Flynn. In this show, I'll be chatting to hiring experts from all sectors about their careers in tech. The show aims to bring you insights, anecdotes and stories from like-minded professionals that you can learn from and apply to your own career. If you like the show and want to hear more from us, you can follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes or Spotify, and you can join our Slack community. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hi everyone, today I'm speaking to Pamina Sen, Operations and People Director at Sparta Global. Hi Pamina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No worries. So Pamina, today we're going to talk about company culture and values, career paths and diversity inclusion as the kind of overall topics. But I wanted to start off, one of your recommendations on LinkedIn says that you're a HR ninja and always have a dozen plates spinning, yet always manage to keep your cool. So before we get into to any of the discussions, can you give our listeners a bit of background on you and your experience?
Yes, certainly. So I think it's interesting, isn't it, in the technology world these days, there are the more newer generation seems to know exactly what they want to do and join technology. I'm going to be giving away my age when I say when I started, that wasn't sort of an option that you had. And like a lot of people my age, I probably land up in the technology area without really planning on it. So, you know, my background is a bachelor's and master's in economics, and then I went on to do an MBA in organizational behavior with finance. And so when I first started, you know, I was working in different types of companies, but I think the one to most mention where I did land in IT was I started working for Sun Systems. And while I was there, I got a really good understanding and a really good appreciation for technology. And though I'm not technical, I started to understand the jargon that was being used. I started to understand the details behind that jargon and got really interested. And I thought, actually, this is a fantastic place to be. This is where innovation is happening. This is where, you know, it's the place where people can be creative as well as innovative. And that was important for me. And it's a different type of people as well, I found, that work in technology. And I really enjoyed, working with those sort of people. And then after Sun Systems, it was a couple of other technology companies. But then for 16 years, before I came into Sparta Global, I was working for an IT consultancy. And that was where I really got a real understanding of, you know, what is a technology consulting business? You know, what is data transformation projects? What does it involve? And what is it as consultants we provide? You know, it's not just, you know, IT and coding, but what is it that we can do with people who are coding, and how can we train them as consultants to go out and do that sort of work? So it was a very different way of viewing people. And I just loved the idea that, you know, developing these people or mentoring these people is going to be brilliant. And because technology can be so disruptive at the moment, I thought, this is a place where there's forward thinking, there's change, and where people are welcoming change. And this is where I want to be. And, you know, this is how I've come to Sparta Global, where I work as the operations and people director. And I look after everything from, the talent, piece.
Yeah.
And also, you know, a little bit of, you know, what is the training piece? So obviously, we've got technologists who decide what that training piece looks like. But then most importantly, making sure that what we're bringing out of this process is fantastic graduates who go out and who have a real radical and innovative approach to their careers. And I want to give them that pivot moment, you know, when they look at it and they go, yes, this is it. You know, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to work.
Mm. And I can imagine it's very rewarding to work in that kind of organisation. And Sparta Global, so the business transforms kind of recent graduates into highly skilled technology and business. You call them Spartan consultants, and won lots of awards for the company's contribution to the tech community. I noticed last year that you were Female Grad Tech Employer of the Year 2018, which
yes,
is
we were, yep.
An amazing accolade. And I saw that you've recently set up a London Digital Skills Hub as well. Can you give us a bit of an overview about what Sparta do, how you do it?
Yes, no, that would be, you know, that this is a very good question for me, because this is what I'm most passionate about. You know, somebody once said, education is what you remember once you forget all that you were taught at school. And this is really, really true. And, you know, I think what happens at Sparta is that is what we want to do. We want to give them that education that they remember. But to take it a step back, what Sparta Global does is we're an IT consultancy in its essence. But the USP for us is we don't take, you know, experienced consultants. What we take on is graduates. So we'll take on graduates who've just finished their university, maybe a bachelor's or a master's degree, and they're coming on board, and we're training them between an 8-week and a 12-week training program, depending on whether they're doing business analysis or C# or Java, and we put them through this training program. And the training program is really about, you know, it's training these people to be future leaders in tech. We're trying to future-proof them with the kind of skills we give them. So it's not just technical skills, which is obviously very, very important in terms of, you know, the Java and the coding and the C# and the testing. But most importantly for us, right in the beginning of every program, we're telling them how to be, you know, how to develop that human skills, you know, the soft skills, you know, what is it that is required on a client side to be a good consultant. And I find that these skills are really lacking in universities at the moment, and they come out with all this book knowledge. But you know, what they don't have is this ability to be a real core engineer. For me, it's all about, you know, emotional intelligence, human skills, soft skills. And of course, on top of that, we're building their technical skills, because that is what our client wants. And so once they finish the training course with us, they have a 2-year graduate program where we place them on our client sites. And these could be a big health insurance companies, a big health provider. It could be a huge bank. It could be a big banking platform provider, big retail companies. I mean, we have some amazing names, you know, on our client list. And it's about going out and working on these client sites. And they start, you know, what we're saying to our clients is, yes, you can have a graduate program, but if you work with us on your graduate program, you have a really low risk. What that means is, we train them. You can come here, interview them. If you like them, you take them on board on one of your projects. The risk for you is low, is because if you don't think the person is a good fit, or you know, not up to the standard, you can send them back and we can send you somebody new. And you don't have to, one, train them, hold their hand, or, you know, waste that initial time. They come to you and they hit the ground running. And we have had such amazing feedback, and, you know, we've never had a single client who goes away and says, no, we don't want any more. You know, we've always, our Spartans on site have become our absolute salespeople. And I think it's to do with the fact that the training is all about, you know, teaching them how to be a problem solver, you know, working smarter, not harder, you know, giving them that core competency that, you know, and then continuously developing them over the 2 years. Because I think that the fundamental understanding of concepts rather than tools is important. Being an engineer is important. But then over the 2 years, how do I self-develop? And, you know, self-development is a skill. What does it mean? Yeah. How can I keep upskilling myself over those 2 years? And we give them a huge amount of support during those 2 years to upskill, so that at the end of the 2 years, they are, you know, they are experienced Spartans, experienced developers with 2 years of experience behind them. And we've seen some amazing stories that come out of that, you know, just brilliant stories that, and they're so, what I like to see is, you know, what I get passionate about is, you see a history graduate from a second tier university come to us, do a business analysis course for 8 weeks. And then they're placed on, you know, a company like Deloitte. And all of a sudden, they're looking at us and going, I never imagined this would be my career journey. And that makes us really so excited.
Yeah. And so just massive sense of achievement and satisfaction, and your customers are going to be happy with that kind of offering as well, aren't they?
Exactly.
If that's what you're able to provide. And it sounds like kind of the culture and the values piece is almost more important, or certainly very, very highly valued when it comes to the work that Sparta Global do, as much as almost the technology skills and that kind of educating your graduates around the business side of and the human side around of work, rather than just being able to code or being able to do business analysis or project management. And a lot of people talk about human-centric workplaces, and like you say, a lot of graduates do tend to kind of lack that experience from their education. What is the importance of culture and values in a human-centric workplace, and how do you drive them at Sparta Global?
You've made some really good points there. And of course, you know, for me, coming from a organizational behavior, from a, you know, people director and that sort of background, to me, culture is a really important piece of a business, especially when it's a human-centric business. You know, this, our company, Sparta Global, is all about its people. It's all about the Spartans. It's all about the consultants. And it's all about the people who work here. And the reason that, you know, you build a culture, and I truly believe you can't take a company kicking and screaming through culture change. You know, yeah. Culture evolves, in a, you know, and the way culture evolves is you might move your workplace, you might change the way you work, you might bring in a set of values. And all of a sudden you find that, you know, culture is evolving and it's coming to that point where you think, we really like the culture we have here. And invariably when I'm interviewing, I get people asking me, what's the culture like here? And I think the first few words that always come out of my mouth is, you know, it's a collaborative culture. It's a culture that people are completely driven. It's a culture of, you know, have fun, enjoy yourself, and work hard. When the Spartans come on site, I always say to them, there are two things. You know, we can teach you everything. What I can't teach you is attitude and work ethic. Those are the two things you bring. And I read somewhere recently, it was, I loved it when they said, bad attitude is like a puncture. You can't go on till you've changed it. And I love that. And I thought, well, that is really, really true. But we place a huge emphasis on our values. And, you know, our values are collaboration, drive, diversity, empathy, flexibility, and innovation. So we've got some really strong values. And we don't just give lip service to our values. We've got training rooms that we've named after them. You know, we've put them all over our walls in our working space because we want people to live and breathe our values. It's not just talk about diversity. It's not just talk about collaboration. But hey, we've provided you a space to come together and collaborate. Let's do that. You know, we've provided a space. You know, we've given you space. You know, we've given you all the tools that you require to be innovative. You know, go away and do that. And, you know, to me, that's forward thinking. And that's, you know, people welcome that sort of change. And they love it when you've given them that space to do more of that. And so our narrative is all about the responsibility lies with you. The responsibility lies with you. You're in a powerful position to drive change, to provide that, you know, take solutions to the clients. And use that. You need to use that that space we've given you, that culture we've given you, to do that. And we find that this is so important to our consultants. And we have that feedback from our clients. You know, our clients will come back and say, I have to highlight the fact that these people are the consultants that you train, the kind of training you give them, this diverse group of people that have come, they have the opportunity to solve and they have come here and they seem to embrace that and they love it. This sort of having that culture, having those values, and even our performance reviews that we manage with people, we've got values and we've put behaviors, you know, to do's and not to do behaviors against each of these values, you know, against innovation, against drive, against diversity. And we say to our consultants, these are the behaviors we want to see. These are the ones we don't want to see. And we've put that in three different levels. So we've not just made that for our consultants. We've done that for middle management. And we've also given that to directors. So even with directors, we're saying, you know, it doesn't stop when you go up to that level. We've still got values and there are still behaviors we want to see. And there are still behaviors we don't want to see. So the value piece is so important to Sparta Global. And we find that emphasizing that value piece, emphasizing that culture piece, you know, through the office, through the point that they're training here and through the whole 2 years, means that they take that positive approach and that beautiful, innovative and drive and diversity approach to client site when they go there. Mm-hmm. And that really shows in their work. And suddenly you're finding that, you know, nothing is a problem. You know, it's all about working together, solving it, developing yourself, getting a fundamental understanding of the concepts, understanding the client, working in empathy, you know, with all your colleagues. And these are all the skills that I think make Spartans such fantastic consultants on site. And, you know, some of our clients have said that, you know, actually we've learned from them. We've even learned from them, which is I think, a fantastic feedback to get.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And it sounds like it's just so embedded into everyone at every level, which is also very important as well, that it's always going to be passed on to your clients, those kind of shared values and shared beliefs and shared culture that's going to have such a positive, continuous kind of message of that comes across of their your clients' impressions to Sparta Global. We have a very similar culture here where a lot of people always kind of say that Venturians, we like to call all of our staff that Venturians, blood runs orange and purple, which are our brand colours. And it's so true. Like, and it sounds very similar to what you've done over there. So it's really impressive. Do you find that there's generational differences as well with how the kind of culture and values are perceived? Because obviously you've got very young talent coming through the business, but like you say, you've still got your directors and the people that train them. And how do you find that's managed from a culture perspective?
I think you are very right. There is a huge difference, and you know, one doesn't want to mention the word millennials. There is a whole group of people.
I didn't say it.
We don't want to you know, separate them. But you know, there are, with every generation, you know, it's not just this generation or the next generation or my generation. With every generation, there is a certain change that is happening within the industry. There's a change that is happening within the world. There is political and economic climates, and all these obviously go to define the character and the sort of person that comes out during that period. And yes, there is, you know, people talk about, we want instant gratification, we're entitled. And I think that's not true. I think what is the truth behind it is that there is a different way of dealing with these people. You know, yes, they want instant gratification. And we really highlight the issue that, you know, when you go out on client side, it's all about getting fingers on the keyboard. You know, you have to work hard. You have to sit there and you know, do the project, but also look around you. If you're not doing anything for a couple of hours, if you've got a free moment, look around you, go and ask other people, how can I help you? You know, what can I do on your project? What does your project look like? Give me some more detail. And the gratification should come from going, I've got a couple of hours and I've suddenly helped another project to do some piece of work. I've now learned more. So we're teaching them that it's okay to have that, you know, it's not a problem. This is not a problem. This is something that you can solve, and you should address it, and you should go out and you know, find a way of giving yourself that gratification. And you know, you're driven, that's fantastic. And, you know, use that drive, but use it in a positive way. You know, work with other people, and you know, for example, you know, we're always setting a curriculum here that is all about, you know, code effectively, be hands on, practice, do lots of pair programming. You know, if it's a product, you know, it's great to do more research. So we're making them, you know, work towards that. So I think it's generations. There is nothing wrong with behaviors. I think it's about, you know, using the behavior that they have and actually, how can we use that and actually make it positive? You know, it's not about making it negative. You know, we're in a powerful position at the moment. We're in a powerful position to drive change. And we need to have, you know, we need to pass that on to these young people, not stem their enthusiasm, but give it good direction. And that's very different from obviously how we treat our more senior directors and managers. And they are, you know, we mentor them or we coach them to manage these young people who are forward thinking and who want to make a change and who are so driven, and everything for them is underpinned with success. And And the idea is to change our behavior so that we're really, you know, we're being agile, we're adjusting, and we're helping them, you know, emulate the right behaviors.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've answered your question, but, you know, that's...
No, definitely. And I guess it just, it sounds, in a nutshell on that, it still comes back to that human-centric workplace where you've got those consistent culture and values, and everyone knows kind of how they lie and where they work, I guess. And
exactly, yeah.
That's how you can keep it consistent across all generations. And you mentioned in your notes that the word career can be a damaging word, and it's about being career ready, your career journey. Can you explain a bit about what you mean by that?
I think, you know, when we have, so we have a diverse group of people who come to us. We don't necessarily have computer engineers who come to us. We have people who are, you know, bedroom coders. And, you know, the idea for us is to drive change through a good talent pipeline. And we have a fantastic talent pipeline that comes in. And I always say to them, it's not about, you know, you did computer engineering, so you can have a computer engineering degree. You could have done a history or a psychology from a university and still have that, you know, get into tech that, you know, for me, that is really important. All we need from you is that enthusiasm, that passion for tech. And if you have that, and you know, we can work on it with you. For me, career is not, you know, nobody starts off and sits there in university and says, this is going to be my career, unless you're doing a professional degree like law or medicine. All the other ones that we get, you know, especially the ones, the Spartans and the graduates that we work with, they've done a subject of their passion, but, you know, what next? And for me, we are responsible, you know, we in industry should take that responsibility of using this fantastic, varied talent of people and giving them the skills, the technical expertise, the behavior, the competency training. We need to help these young people get into tech. And for me, that's a journey. You know, do you have a career? No, I have a career journey. This is my journey. And this is what that career journey looks like. And for me, that journey, that experience needs to be built. You know, for me, you know, it's an arc of experience. You know, you start with university and then you decide what you want to do next. You find your, there's a bit of core competence and there's a bit of passion, and you combine those. You come to somewhere like Sparta Global, you train in it, and you're suddenly looking at a career journey. You're looking at, oh, no, this looks fantastic. This is what I want to get into. You know, with us for 2 years, they get different sector experiences. You know, might be in healthcare for 6 months. You might be in retail. You might be in banking. And at the end of the 2 years, it gives them an idea of, actually, I really enjoyed the retail side of business, and that's where I want to be. So that's where my career journey is going to be. And we help them build that. You know, we give them the opportunity to take what they've learned at the grassroots level. We take the opportunity to tell them, you know, to build that career journey. And for me, a very important part of the career journey is all about your personal branding. And I think the word personal branding is not used enough. And I think there's a systemic problem with that. And I think people need to understand that everything is about, what does your narrative look like? What does your personal branding look like? And helping them over those 2 years to not be short-sighted, but to think about, what does my career journey look like? What does my career experience look like? What is my narrative? What am I going to go out there and say is my personal branding? And we help them build that. So at the end of the 2 years, where Spartan that comes out is not just, you know, au fait with the technical side of things. It's not just au fait. It's not just a good engineer. It's not just learning not to go out there and just code. It's not just, but he's learning to solve a problem. He's learning, you know, what does problem solving look like? We're giving them that support, the coaching and upskill to have an accelerated trajectory. You know, it's just that looks good, and it's a journey and it's an experience that looks good. And suddenly, you know, they know what that narrative is. And they suddenly have a personal brand that says, this is where I am. This is what I want to be. This is what I've experienced. This is my journey. And this is what my next journey is going to be like. And career for me is all about the career journey, that experience.
And I think there's so much to be said around the diversification of thought that comes with those kind of career experiences and doing a degree in history or psychology or criminology can give you a very different kind of understanding of life, I guess. Yeah. And if you can bring that to technology, it means that you can bring a different thought process to building software or building product or exactly. building data platforms. It's very interesting and certainly something to encourage, certainly from an early age. I remember someone saying to me, I have a very good mentor, and she said the best people in their careers don't always do the same type of job. Yeah. They do different types of jobs. And that makes sense to me now, kind of 5-6 years later, that really works to understand much more about how society works, how business works, and have that journey rather than just having a set career that you just do the same thing for the next 40 years or however long you're going to work for.
You'd be completely surprised. Sorry, I've just interrupted you, but you'd be completely surprised how we have got, you know, people who've come from a psychology or a history or, you know, all the backgrounds that you just spoke about. And they have a real analytical mind. And, you know, you find that they are doing so well when they do the business analysis course, for example, or a project management course especially. Their way of looking at analysis is brilliant because, you know, that's what they have been doing and that's what they've been studying. And this is such an amazing skill to, you know, it's a very transferable skill. And they transfer that into business analysis so well. So they can go into a business that's retail or banking or whatever. They're looking at what that business does and then they analyze it. But their sense of analysis is above everybody's because they've just learned to have that analytical mind, and that, you know, that's their background, that's what they've enjoyed doing, and that's what they've learned to do.
And we talk about obviously diversity being a lot of things. It can be gender, it can be your socioeconomic background, it can be your ethnicity, and obviously diversity of thought as well is highly valuable and something that people are trying are definitely taking more seriously. And I know that, as you mentioned earlier, diversity and inclusion is definitely something that's very important to Sparta Global. I noticed that you're running lots of diversity and inclusion initiatives, like I mentioned, the Female Grab Tech Award. I saw that next month in September you're running a workshop with Code First Girls about applying engineering thinking to a coding project. These are all really important kind of initiatives to be running within technology organizations with our future technologists. How do you build a diversity and inclusion kind of culture into the company fabric? And I know that Sparta Global have very much gone from kind of having nothing to really having it embedded in the company's DNA. How do you do that?
I think, you know, your last sentence is so right. You know, it's not just that we don't want to just talk about diversity and inclusion. We want to make it part of our fabric. You know, we want to make it part of our DNA. And you know, we've done a couple of things. So we've actually recently appointed a head of D&I because it's become such an important piece for us that Gaia Caruso, who's also been elected for one of the awards coming up, she is now leading our D&I initiative. And the reason that it was important for us to do that is we didn't just want to give it, lip service. What we were keen on doing was that we need to address this. And you know, everybody's talking about women in tech, but that is not the only diversity and inclusion piece that everybody needs to worry about. There are a lot more. There is neurodiversity. There is social mobility, you know, people coming from different social backgrounds. And for us, we want to address each of those, not just for ourselves, but with our clients. So, you know, get a diverse group of talent that is, you know, that we take from all these backgrounds. You know, it's not just women, it's not just social mobility, it's people with neurodiversity. I mean, you know, recently we had somebody who came to us and he had partial vision and he said, I want to come to the assessment day, and we've absolutely encouraged it. He smashed it. And, you know, we want to be able to give, you know, everybody the opportunity. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. In terms of social mobility, you know, we've got, we don't just have people who come from the Cambridges and the Durhams, mm-hmm. and we have not just people who come from the Russell Group universities, but we have got, you know, talent who are coming from second-tier universities. And they are so amazing because, you know, once you found them, their passion, their core competence, they're brilliant. And for me, you know, diversity and inclusion is all about addressing it at the grassroots level.
Yeah.
It's not just ticking a box, but it's actually solving the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we want to do with our new head of diversity and inclusion. You know, she's looking at how can we solve this problem? And, you know, recently we had a couple of girls come in from, you know, who are in their GCSE levels, come in and do work for us over here, work experience. And for me, that is what we need to do. You know, do it at the grassroots level. And if you address these things at the grassroots level, you're bringing in more and more people. And, you know, a diverse group of people, everybody knows this, that a diverse group of people given an opportunity to solve a problem from diverse cultures, diverse backgrounds, will solve a problem better because they're suddenly looking at it from very, very different perspectives, you know, and everybody, a culture or gender or, you know, whatever, you know, neurodiversity, everybody brings a very, very different viewpoint to a problem. And everybody, you know, together, can you imagine how fantastic that problem will be? So that is important to us. You know, we've partnered with Centrepoint, mm-hmm. which is a fantastic charity for homeless people. And we work with them quite closely, and we're trying very hard to bring somebody who, you know, who requires this sort of training. So we met somebody very interesting there, you know, a girl from Durham who had done maths, but unfortunately made homeless due to some really sad personal circumstances. Okay. And, you know, I would have loved to bring her on board and, you know, give her that 10 weeks of training and then place her on client side. And all of a sudden in 10 weeks, this girl would, you know, be earning. For that particular occasion, it didn't work out. But, you know, that's what we want to do with Centrepoint. We want to find out, you know, do you have people who are, because, you know, everybody has a very judgmental view on homeless people, but we'd be shocked at what we have seen in Centrepoint. You know, there are people who've come from a very diverse background and made homeless for strangest of reasons. And actually, they've got an education, they've come from an interest in technology, and we want to help them. So we've arranged for a couple of days for our people to go out and train, you know, in their building, in their campus, because they have got people, young homeless people who are interested in coding. And, you know, we want to provide them that training and then find from that group of people who can we bring on board and train them and put them through through our training courses. We hired somebody recently who's finished his 2 years with us now who had a juvenile record. Mm-hmm. And we decided to take that chance. We hired them, we trained them, and they went to work for one of the biggest healthcare providers. And we explained to them, you know, his background. We were very honest. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, we want to see. And he was brilliant. And they made him do a couple of workshops within their corporate offices to say to young people that it doesn't matter if you've made a couple of mistakes when you were young, there is opportunity out there. There is places that will train you, that will really help you, you know, set you up in that career journey that I was talking about. So, yeah. So for me, diversity and inclusion is so wide, you know, and we need to open our eyes and we need to take off, you know, the horse blinkers, as I call them, mm-hmm. and see where else can we bring in people from? How can we have this diverse group of talent that is just waiting to be mentored, to be coached, and to put them out there and not just highlight the issue of diversity in training, but do something about it?
Yeah, and I think it's just such an important part of the company culture that to be able to have those values as an organization, again, your clients are going to benefit from having those skills on site working with their teams. And it's something I'm so passionate about myself as well. And I think it's really important. So I'm so pleased that organizations are doing such a good job of doing it, partnering with organizations like Centrepoint, Code First Girls, who I hear brilliant things about. It's just so important, isn't it? So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And we do, you know, we bring, like you said already, we bring in Code First Girls, we do Code Bar, you know, we have them in our campuses, we provide free trainings in the evening, and we have a lot of success with those people. You know, they are, you know, it's all about, okay, are you interested? Come in, have a look, do a workshop with us. If you're interested, then apply to us. And, you know, your journey, your career journey in technology could look very, very different.
Yeah. And I think you're just massively investing, like you say, at the grassroots, and it'll be invaluable for technology and technology talent, which obviously as a business we're very passionate about. It'll be invaluable for the future. So yeah, we really appreciate all of the hard work that Sparta Global do. And final question for me, I think it would be important to share some more information about Sparta Global. If people want to know more about using the graduate schemes that Sparta Global offer, how would they go about doing so?
So actually really, really easy. You know, you just get onto our website and you put, you know, complete the application form. What happens at that point is somebody will call you pretty quickly, you know, talk you through your application. And when I say application form, it isn't, you know, a long application. It's all just about your background, what your education is, and, you know, what is your interest. Somebody from our talent team will call you and talk you through that and, you know, try to dig in a little bit deeper about what it is you're interested in doing. Is it the business stream or the technical stream? And again, a little bit more about yourself. We then invite them to an assessment day. So we run assessment days in Birmingham, in our Birmingham office and in our city offices, which are absolutely stunning, by the way. So we run these assessment days, and the assessment day consists of a presentation, a very detailed and amazing presentation about what that two-year graduate program looks like, and a detailed presentation of, you know, what that training will look like. So, you know, answering lots of those questions. They then have a group activity. So what we're looking for is, you know, what sort of interpersonal skills do you have? You know, what's your team working like? And, you know, we give them a little... it's a fun project, and they all work together in teams. And then at the end of it, they present back to the people who are running the assessment day. Mm-hmm. So it gives them an opportunity to not just listen and learn about the program. It gives them an opportunity to show off their skills. It gives them an opportunity to stand up and, you know, present in front of us and, you know, grow their confidence a little bit. Finishes off with a one-to-one interview with one of the talent team, who gives them a really good direction on, you know, what we think, you know, what we've seen during the day, what we think your interests are. And then at the end of the day, we once they've gone, they go back and they finish off their psychometric tests. If you're applying for the technical stream, then there is another room in the office where we just give them a quick technical, a little piece of work to do, which is not really hard. It's just trying to make sure that, you know, they understand what coding and things like that are. And then that's it. You know, it isn't complicated. It's literally a day of your time. And I think it's fantastic. If you think you're interested and you apply on the website, come for the assessment day. You know, for me, it's all about come to the assessment day, you know, see what you're being presented. And suddenly, you know, for us, our passion, our enthusiasm, our talent team, you know, everybody is so excited about what we're doing here. They're very proud of what we're doing here. And that rubs off. And, you know, we'll send out offers within 48 hours of you coming to the assessment day. And then, you know, basically, it's the start of the course. And before the course as well, you know, we run events where you come in and, you know, you meet the other people who are going to be on the course with you, which is nice. You know, it sort of breaks down barriers. It sort of makes you less nervous about your first day. We send them lots of stuff online and say, you know, have a look at this, you know, read up a little bit more about project management and business analysis. And so the idea is not to learn online at all, because the course is entirely classroom based, face to face. Our trainers are from some of the most amazing backgrounds. We've taken our trainers who've come from technology backgrounds, but also who've not just been trainers, they've been working in industry. And so they have a really good idea of what it is that we, you know, what it is that it means to have a solution for a client or work in industry. And so we then, you know, then it's all about sitting in the classroom. The atmosphere is fantastic because all the trainers, for example, this evening, they have a quiz night. And so they have quiz nights and they have, you know, so we try to keep that fun learning atmosphere, but because the offices are in the same place, they also are having a very good idea of what corporate working looks like. We also add that layer of training. You know, we invite industry experts who come and give them, you know, we have somebody who came in to give them, a chief data officer from a company came and gave them an idea about what data is. You know, somebody's coming and giving them an idea what UX looks like. So industry experts coming in and giving this lunch and learn, we call them. So we provide sandwiches and there's an hour in the afternoon when they get somebody from outside coming in telling them what it is really like out there. So really good training. And then it's just a fantastic experience for 2 years. I mean, I cannot say enough about the kind of, you know, thank yous and people who've come back and said, oh my gosh, I've had such a fantastic experience.
Oh, sounds like such a great initiative and good fun too. That's definitely what, if you've been to uni for 4 years, you get straight into Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. This sounds like a much more fun option. So really exciting. Well, thank you so much for sharing all about Sparta Global on the show and the great work that you guys are doing for our future tech talent. We obviously really appreciate all of the investment that you're making into our future, the future of our technology and the people that are looking after it. So thank you so much for sharing and hope you've enjoyed the show.
I have, and thank you very much for having me on your show. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Panima.
Thank you for listening to this Venturi's Voice podcast. You can find any resources mentioned on the show in the show notes on our website. If you enjoyed the show and want to hear more, you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes and Spotify. We also have a Slack community, which you can join via a link on our homepage at venturi-group.com. Thanks for tuning in and look forward to seeing you again soon.